Coming up on episode number 491. Well, this week we're going to have two cover stories with Grateful Dead coming up Thursday, and tonight the Kate Bush cover story, presenting eight different takes on Kate Bush classics. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who will come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It's July 29th. 2008. My name is Brian Ibbett, and welcome to another cover story edition of Coverville. Tonight, celebrating the music of Kate Bush, who turns 50 tomorrow. She was born in Kent in England in 1958. And so tonight we are going to be presenting eight different takes on Kate Bush's music. A few requests in there, which we'll get to very shortly. A little bit about Kate Bush. She started out getting discovered by David Gilmour, guitarist from Pink Floyd. Basically, he arranged for her to record her first demo, and she was signed to EMI Records at the age of 16. She was a dancer, a singer, as well as mime. She performed mime, and she was a songwriter. She actually had written 200 or so songs before she recorded her first album, and so she had to go through this process to pick which song she would use for that first album. Well, one of the ones that she did pick is the cover that we're going to start with tonight, or the song that we're going to start with tonight, covered by a group called White Flag. This is a fantastic cover, and I rank it up in my top 10 covers easily. It's Wuthering Heights, performed here by White Flag from the 1992 compilation Freedom of Choice. Here's White Flag.
Yeah. She knows that I've been doing something wrong, but she won't say anything. She thinks that I was with my friends yesterday, but she won't mind me lying.
About you, there's just something about you.
That is the unmistakable voice of Mike Scott, the only member of the Waterboys, basically the founding member of the Waterboys, but the only one who's been in the band the whole time. Mike Scott was actually born the same year as Kate Bush. He was born in Edinburgh, Scotland, and he is just as literate as she is. That's his cover of Kate Bush's Why Should I Love You, and you'll find that on a compilation from 1997 called Come Again, Essential Interpretations. Before that, you heard a French singer and actress, Jane Birkin, from her 2006 album Fictions, with a cover of Mother Stands for Comfort. That was a request from John in... a request from John in L.A. Jane Birkin was married to songwriter Serge Gainsbourg for a while, but that marriage dissolved in 1980. And then we start off the set with Wuthering Heights, probably one of her best-known songs, if not her best-known song, done in a very un-Kate Bush-like fashion by the group White Flag from the 1992 album Freedom of Choice. Now, White Flag, kind of like the Waterboys, has also been a revolving door of performers. But over the years, there's been some pretty famous names who have been part of the band. Ken Stringfellow and John Auer of the Posies, Kim Shattuck and Ronnie Barrett of the Muffs, Jeff McDonald and Steve McDonald of Red Cross, Greg Hetson from Bad Religion, Dale Crower from the Melvins, and Eric Erlandson from Hole, just to name a few. All right, Coverville tonight is brought to you by Bluehost. Check out their website and my website with a link to it to find out how you can get unlimited domains, unlimited bandwidth, and unlimited storage for just $6.95 a month. Bluehost.com, use the link on Coverville to help me out. For no other reason but to help me out. Okay, jumping back into the music here. Another one of Kate Bush's most well-known songs is a track called Cloud Busting. I keep wanting to say Cloud Bursting. This one is a great rendition, done in a very similar style to Kate Bush, but the vocals are more on the lush, deeper side than Kate Bush. Kate Bush, of course, has a very high voice. This was performed by Charlotte Martin for her album last year, Reproductions. This is actually a bonus track, I believe, to the album. So you can only get this, I believe, if you buy it through iTunes. Here's Cloud Busting by Charlotte Martin.
Job 5 days a week, a rocket. Thank you.
like Wham, one of those great artists that has an exclamation point as part of their name. That is Frente from an album called Try to Think Less. I think it might have been a CD single, actually, Try to Think Less. That's Frente with their cover of Hounds of Love. I had to do a little restraint in not playing the Future Heads version, which I have played on the show before, but decided to play that version because I like it as well. Frente there with Hounds of Love. Before that, Kate Bush, the birthday girl herself, doing a cover of Elton John's Rocket Man. Of course, that comes from the Two Rooms Celebrating the Music of Elton John and Bernie Taupin tribute CD that came out in 1991. And then that set started off with Charlotte Martin doing her cover of Kate Bush's Cloud Busting from her 2007 release Reproductions. And I believe you do need to get the iTunes version of the album to get that track. It's a bonus track that I believe is only available if you buy the album via iTunes. But I'll provide a link. As a matter of fact, I'll provide a link to both the iTunes and the Amazon version just in case. Coverville 500 coming up. I won't tell you a whole lot about it because if you've been listening to any show in the last month, you've heard about as much of it as you can stand. But go to Coverville 500 to find out all you need to know about this excellent concert coming up August 15th in Las Vegas. And if you can't make the concert but you still want to show your support, give a donation of $30 or more using the PayPal link on the right side of the Coverville site, and you'll automatically get a 3-DVD set containing all the first 500 episodes of Coverville in your choice of AAC or MP3 format for the last 200. Okay, another restraint I had to show is not playing the Placebo version of Running Up That Hill. Why? Because I know it's going to be in the Coverville countdown at the end of this year anyway, and so let me present another version. As a matter of fact, this one was a recommendation by listener Chris, and it is performed here by the Chromatics. Here's Running Up That Hill.
Yeah. Brian. This is Fred calling from Long Island, New York. Hope I'm not too late to get in a suggestion for your Kate Bush cover story, one of my favorite artists. I hope you know about the Pupino Sisters cover of Wuthering Heights. I think they spell their name P-U-P-P-I-N-O. If you don't, check it out. If you do, I know it'll be on the show. Take care. Keep up the great show. And congratulations on 500 in advance.
I've talked to so many listeners to the show who feel one way or the other about the Pupini sisters, not the Pupino sisters, but Pupini sisters, either love them or hate them. And I fall into the camp of love them. I don't know what it is about that Andrews sisters style. Just feel like they should be performing right in front of the USO or something like that. That is the Pupini Sisters with their cover of Wuthering Heights, opening the show and closing the show with covers of that song. That one comes from their 2006 debut album, Betcha Bottom Dollar. And I'd love to know which version Kate Bush likes better. either the Pupini Sisters version or the White Flag version that I opened the show with. Before that, you heard the Chromatics with their version of Running Up That Hill from their album Night Drive. And really, that's about it. If you want to get in touch with me, coverville@gmail.com is the email address. 206-222-COVER is the phone number. That's 2683 if you don't want to look up the letters. And you can also post a message on the weblog or in the forums to get your messages across, whether they're questions, suggestions, requests, or ideas. I want to hear all of them, every single one of them. Don't hold back. We will be back on Thursday night with a Grateful Dead cover story, as promised. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.